This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Names of a total of 2,89,00,000 voters have been excluded in the draft electoral roll for Uttar Pradesh released by the Election Commission after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow yesterday, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, out of over 15,44,00,000 voters, the names of more than 12,55,00,000 people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. He said the poll panel did not receive the signed forms of 2,89,00,000 voters, which is 18.70% of people in the existing voter list. Of these, 2.17 crore have moved and names of 25,47,000 were registered in more than one place. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday launched a mega skilling program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnav launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors.
भारत की आईटी इंडस्ट्री एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत है हमारी.
India's IT industry is a very big strength for us. In such scenario, preparing this IT industry for a new era and preparing our students for this industry is a mission. Under this initiative, a program to train 10 lakhs youths in AI skill has been launched today. It will be completed within a year.
आगामी एक वर्ष के अंदर अंदर इस गोल को पूरा किया जाएगा.
Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has stated that Rabi crops have been sown over 634 lakh hectare area as of the 2nd of this month. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has said that Rabi crops have recorded robust growth, increasing the total area of 16 lakh hectares over the last year. Wheat was sown over 312 lakh hectares area, while rice was sown over 42 lakh hectare area. Further, pulses have been sown over 140 lakh hectares compared to 130 lakh hectares area during the corresponding period of last year. The two-day national workshop Hackathon 2.0, organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs on Forest Rights Act Digital Platform Development, concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The workshop aimed at bringing together innovation, field insights, and governance priorities to advance the development of a unified national digital platform for effective implementation of the Forest Rights Act, FRA, 2006. India is hosting the second phase of specialized capacity building program in cancer care for BIMSTEC countries. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the specialized capacity building program in cancer care was inaugurated yesterday at Tata Memorial Center's Homi Baba Cancer Hospital and Research Center in Visakhapatnam. The initiative by External Affairs Ministry is aimed towards capacity building in the region with Indian expertise in critical areas of health care. European leaders have rejected US President Donald Trump's threat to annex Greenland yesterday. Leaders from major European powers who are meeting in Paris said in a joint statement that the Arctic island belongs to its people following renewed interest by the US president in taking over the Danish territory. The joint statement was issued by leaders of France, Britain, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain and Denmark. In squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open in Birmingham yesterday. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika Al-Karaksky in the semi-finals. Singh will face European Junior Champion and second seed Lauren Balthéan of France in the final. And that's the end of this news bulletin.